especially in Louisiana. Now, I don't talk about alligators. That's another powerful animal in the water, the alligator. You got so much of them today that I don't think you have to have license to catch them this season, you know?
You have them around here now?
There used to be some around here. You find them in the marsh.
Yeah.
Going this at McElhaney. Ever been at Ned McElhaney?
Uh-uh.
Well, before you leave here, you take Center Street. Then you say Avery's Island. You detour. Then you get to a bridge, you got to pay a quarter to come in there. But you see everything on earth. Bear, alligators, fish, duck, goose. They got over 3,000 acres of land, nothing but flowers.
Really?
Yeah, and then you see the salt mine. That's an interesting trip that you could take. I'm a little busy right now making a report.
Oh, okay,
all right. Yeah, glad to see you. You ain't got no okra today, is you? Heart. It's my daughter-in-law.
Really?
She's very nice.
She seems.
Mm-hmm.
What about those little insects that would burrow in your skin, Mr. Joe, and raise welts?
You mean a flea?
Yeah, no, did you get these out in the woods? You ever hit red bugs? You get them?
Or? Yeah, it's a red bug. You play on grass. Just lay down on the grass. Them red bug in them.
Chiggers?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, and then what about that insect that would, it would make he would make what? It would, you know, you'd walk into it.
Spider.
What'd you call that he made?
They make a nest.
What?
A spider build a nest with its, I don't know, what would you call that? Spider web.
Spider web?
Spider web. Some of them will make it 6 foot wide. That's a golden spider.
Uh-huh.
Black and white. Got long legs.
Yeah. Now, Mr. Joe, did folks ever use the part of the trees that was under the ground for anything?
Yeah.
What did they do?
During the high water, 1927, when that flood passed through New Iberia going to Morgan City and Franklin,
mm-hmm.
Well, in the Mary across the bayou, that's one thing I'd like to find out. There were thousands of trees, 6 foot wide, under the ground, and when that water came, that tree floated to the top of the ground, left the bottom, dead tree, 4 foot wide, 20 feet long, 30 feet, 75 feet long. And people used to go there after the flood, get them out and make posters with them. Right there, across the bayou in the marsh, between here and Petroville. Now, I figured this way. In my great-grandmother's time, that must be a crevasse. That thing must, you see them trees on top, what would you call them, like they got now there in China, earthquake.
Yeah.
It made a solid body of water. You couldn't go through there. So then when that high water came, them trees was under the ground. Solid as a dollar.
Yeah, and what do you call that part of the tree under the ground?
That's a cypress. That would be a dead and cypress. At that time, they used to dead in trees in the month of August. They would last 100 and 200 years, that plant, or the post you would make out of it.
Uh-huh.